Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and how are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. We are on day 89 of our last 100 days. Remove all clutter challenge, counting down the last 100 days of this year to usher in our fruitful 2018. And our topic for today is crossing the line from envy to jealousy. Crossing the line from envy to jealousy. Our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verses 6 through 9. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly give you our announcements. Number one, make sure that you are tuned in and working the last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. We are removing all spiritual and natural clutter together. Each day, we're working a new topic within this challenge, and we are completing a new task, not only to make the world a better place, but to make each of us a better person. So make sure you have your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal. You can order those from the website at feelthefire.com. And make sure you're working the challenge. If you have missed any days, you can go back and hear the prior broadcast on my website at feeldefire.com on the broadcast or morning motivation page. That is feel, F-E-E-L, D, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. And finally, make sure you set your alarm so that you do not miss a powerful broadcast of morning motivation at 6:30 a.m. live by calling in at 323-870-4180 or hear the recording after 8 a.m. on my website at feeldefire.com. By following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or by following the show from the link on the website. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verses 6 through 9, and I am reading from the KJV. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, They have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands, and what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Crossing the line from envy into jealousy. On yesterday, which was day 90 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenged, I talked to you about the toxicity of envy and why you needed to remove the clutter of envy in your life. And I defined envy for you in accordance with the dictionary as a painful or resentful awareness of what you perceived as someone else having an advantage over you. And I gave the example of wanting to be much taller or wanting to have a certain eye color that you don't have, or maybe wanting someone else's homes, their cars, their marriage. And I talked to you about how you should never envy someone because you don't know, number one, what journey it took for them to get to where they are. Sometimes you don't want that journey. Number two, what it's taking for them to stay where they are. Sometimes they're enduring a lot of abuse, infidelity, and all kinds of things to keep up with the Joneses. And number three, what it takes to retain and go there from the future. So I taught you that you didn't want to do that because it also implied that you didn't have the right kind of faith to understand the scripture from Jeremiah 29 and 11 of God knowing the plans he had for you. If you missed that powerful teaching and as well as the challenge and you didn't work that in your journal, go back to feelthefire.com and hear that teaching on envy. Because today I'm talking with you about going or crossing from envy into jealousy. Now, the dictionary defines jealous as feeling or showing envy of someone in their achievements and advantages to the point where you begin to feel or show suspicion of someone. But that wasn't even enough to clarify the difference for me. So I did some more research, and on vocabulary.com, I found the best distinction that I could explain to you today. And the distinction that they gave is that envy is where you covet or want what someone else has, but jealousy is where you fear that someone has the ability to take what you have. That's powerful, isn't it? Envy is where you covet or want what someone else has. But jealousy is where you fear that someone can take from you what you have. For example, your spouse, your job, your position, your accolades, or the praise that someone else has given to you. And so when you cross that line from envy into jealousy, you will find yourself exhibiting very negative characteristics beyond what you do in envy. For example, insecurity, defaming someone's name. You think that this woman wants your husband. You think that this man wants your wife. They're not paying any attention to that. But because of that, you're now insecure. So you begin to falsely accuse your husband or wife of wanting this other person. You begin to be suspicious of every little thing, things that objectively are nothing to focus on. Now there's something that you're going around checking cell phones, checking social media. You're wondering where they are today when they're doing nothing different today than they were doing on yesterday. You're suspicious of your colleague. So now you don't like the colleague. You think that they can take your position. You think that them shining and doing their job well is them somehow wanting to take your position. You become jealous. And we saw the great example of that in today's word in 1 Samuel 18, 6 through 9. You see, David had been winning many victories for Saul. But as David began to win the victories, the people or the women of the community began to praise David more than Saul. They began to make up songs about David's victory. And in this particular scripture, they said, well, Saul has been slaying thousands, but David, he's slain tens. So more praise began to go into David. Now, the interesting thing here is that David had not changed. David was still serving Saul. David was still winning victories for Saul. David was still humble before Saul. But because Saul had crossed from envy into jealousy, he became suspicious that David could take what he had. So he said, they're already singing about him. They're already praising him. They're already dancing all around him. What more can he take but my kingdom? So he began to side-eye David from that day forward. And eventually David did get Saul's kingdom, not because David wanted it, but because in Saul's jealousy, he began to be so disobedient to the Lord and removed himself from the spiritual place of leadership that God had placed him. that he opened himself up to be removed. Isn't that powerful? You see, this is what jealousy will do for you. It will cause you to get so far out of character, so far out of place, in your insecurities, in your suspicion, that you become a person that nobody wants to be around. Your spouse doesn't even want to come home because he or she doesn't want to have to hear your accusations all day long. Your coworkers and your boss don't even really want to be around you because they don't want to have to deal with your cynical, bitter attitude that somebody is out to take what you have all day long. So in your jealousy, ooh, this is powerful, isn't it? In your insecurity, in your doubting, your mistrustful and your distrustful mind, in your anxiety, you begin to become a person who is unpleasant to the point that where you were is a place that no one wants to be around you anymore. So you open yourself up to be removed. You open yourself up, and I know you don't want to hear this, but you open yourself up for the person in your life to go try to be around someone else who's a little more pleasant. Now, I'm not condoning infidelity or adultery. That's a sin, and the person is wrong. I'm just trying to tell you what your jealousy will do, how it will open the door for the boss to want to talk to Susie or Jim about what needs to be done in this situation than you, because every situation or every conversation with you becomes nothing but a conversation of you downing someone else, or are you accusing the boss of wanting to give someone else your position. Everything becomes your diatribe. Everything becomes an accusation. Everything is a conspiracy theory when you cross the line from envy into jealousy. So as we work this challenge, you got to remove that today. You have to quit thinking that the world is against you, that everyone is against you, because when you do, you set yourself in a place like Saul where no one can use you, or in a place like Cain in Genesis 4:4-8, where he became jealous of God accepting his brother Abel's gift, and he killed his own brother. God said, wait, didn't you have the same opportunity to give me the best of what you had? But because you chose not to do so, you removed yourself from that covenant place in relationship with me and then slew your brother because of your own suspicion and insecurity. We got to go into prayer. Our time is running. Dear Father, come on and pray with me right now. This ought to be touching you right now, because some of you have crossed over into jealousy already. You're posting on Facebook all these ambiguous messages to people. You never tag the person. You never say the person, but you post, you can't have my man. You want my wife, you can't have her. All of you want what I got, you can't have it. That's you and your distrustful, insecure, suspicious mind. Because if it was true, you'd be able to go to the person and deal with the situation. Or you'd be able to tag the person and deal. I mean, you're posting it all over Facebook for everyone to have to see every day. Your jealousy, your insecurity. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We glorify you this morning. Lord, this challenge is sharpening us. It is making us a better person. This challenge is challenging us to deal with all of this clutter we've amassed all year long, spiritually and naturally, unyielding anger, envy, and jealousy, allowing ourselves to be removed from our rightful place in you. Father, we thank you because this is how much you love us. This is how much you forgive us. This is how gracious you are, that you want us to be in right standing so that we can receive everything that you have for us. When, right now, tomorrow, and every day going forward, you are helping us to count down the last 100 days of this year to usher in our most fruitful years, our most fruitful times. You're saying, clean up this clutter out of your lives. Get yourself together. I have plans for you. I have destiny and purpose for you. But when you allow yourselves to become jealous, when you go beyond envy, when you get yourself into a place of thinking that someone else can take from you what I've ordained for you, then you're not in right standing. And I can't use you. 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 Your spirit is cluttered. I cannot use you. Your thoughts are cluttered. I cannot use you. Your behavior, your conduct, it's out of place. It's out of alignment. I cannot use you. Remove the clutter of jealousy. Now, Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin for all that we've done, all of the times, Lord, that we've become distrustful and suspicious. Lord, we ask forgiveness for even believing that someone could take from us what you have for us. And because of that, we remove ourselves out of the place. And then what you had for us, someone else walks into it. Not because you took it, but because we gave it away. Father, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now that you will help us to get into right standing when? Right now, in the name of Jesus. Because what you have for us, it is for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Say, I praise you, Lord, for what you have for me. Come on, our time is run. Say, I praise you right now, Lord, for what you have for me. Our time is run. Let me give you our task for today, and we're going to end with our song for today. You better get yourself back in right standing. Now, our topic for today is crossing the line from envy to jealousy. We're on day 89 of our last 100 days. Remove all clutter challenge. If you don't have your journal, order it at feelthefire.com. I mean, it's going to get you in alignment. You're going to love it. Your task for today is to evaluate your actions, your suspicions for in your life, and see if you have crossed that line. And if you have, I need you to repent. Get yourself back into right standing through prayer and supplication with the Lord and through your faith of understanding that what God has for you, it is for you. No one can take it, but you can give it away. And our song of today, which is so appropriate, is What God Has for Me, It Is for Me. This is by the Mississippi Mass Choir. And if you ever get a chance to go on YouTube and see them singing it, please do so. The lady singing it, First Lady Joy Cooper, and the conductor of their choir, Pastor Mark Cooper, they are my prior first lady and pastor. They are the pastors of Upper Room Church of God in Christ out in Miami Gardens. And I attend now First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, which is with their uncle. But just go see them singing this song and internalize this. What God has for you, it is for you. Nobody can take it, but you can give it away. Make sure you go to feelthefire.com, and I'll see you in the morning.
Anything you want, anything you need. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Come on, talk to me. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Money
yes,
in the pocket. Clothes on my back. Shoes on my back.
Listen, don't give away what God gave to you. What God has for you, it is for you. Don't get into jealousy. Go to fieldoffire.com and I'll see you in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Remove that clutter.